Oh, I'm truly not the KSFO. Tonight we're going to have a very stimulating discussion. I promise you that even before you hear it. And I don't usually do that in advance. We have Francis Brown, who is the with the California Legislative Council for Older Americans. She is the coordinator. And she has been reading about many things in the news that this organization has done and the things that they plan to do in the future. We also have Kristen Ballmer, who is a skincare educator. And she opened the first schools in this country for training skincare specialists. And we're going to see if the proper skincare prevents or enhances the aging process. Also, Marcel Rodin is the author of the new book, The Organic Gourmet. And he believes that through natural foods and healthy living, there is no such thing as age. Welcome to the three of you to KSFO's reaction. Let me begin with you, Francis. California elected its first senior citizen, that's our highest power, to the United States Senate. Now, some of the media some have taken a rather humorous approach to Harry Connick as a senator, particularly his sleeping through political meetings. Do you see Harry Connick as a credit to your own school? Do you see Harry Connick as a credit to my own?
I just want to say, as far as the teacher is concerned, he's a darn good teacher, but as a classicist, as a semanticist, his politics are entirely wrong. He and another man, Dr. John Welch, are making history in our country as neo-fascists. They are not interested in us. They're interested in the rich. So electing Hayakawa was not the best idea. But the seniors thought he was senior and he didn't know much. And I agree with you, politically he is not much, and that maybe you would be able to convince him to do things for you. I think he's going to sleep through the 2 years in the Senate, and I hope he does that.
Well, it seems like the senior citizens now have a lot of clout, but before I get to why I say that, I'd like to go back to what some of you, many people have said that it doesn't matter what a person is called. But I do strongly feel that the ability to name oneself is a certain measure of power. Do you prefer to be called elderly citizen, senior citizen, young citizen, or what?
You can call me anything you want, but don't call me a late for dinner. No, preferably it's elderly. Seniors are very final. It's a final word. You're a senior in the university. You graduate. You're a senior in high school. We prefer elderly. We are elderly. By the way, I want to tell you my age. I'm 74 years old. I'll be 75 October 24th of this year.
Oh, you're
a good day. The reason why I find it rather strange and hard to believe that you are 74 is because many citizens who are much younger are now crying about their fate of having to live in the Tenderloin, are living with extended families, being cast aside, or not really enjoying the full fruits of citizenry in the American society. Now, what is the secret? Why is it that you remained active? Was it in what you ate? And after hearing what you ate, I'll ask myself, is that anything to do with it?
As far as I'm concerned, I have been an activist for 54 years. I was an anti-war activist, post-war war, and I was in high school, but even you were getting out of that. Now, the question of seniors today, what can they do? Why should they live in the Tenderloin? They should not. They have produced in this country. They have made this country what it is. They should have decent housing. They should have a decent income, not have to live on $276 a month. They should have security, which they can't, they don't have. They can't even walk out at night on the streets. Now, who's to blame for that? Are the kids born criminals? Are the kids not born criminals? We make criminals by society, believe it. Unemployment makes them a criminal. actually listen to makes them criminals. They're hungry and they're going to do anything to get something to eat. So the solution is not playing cops and robbers. The solution for our young people is full employment. Open your doors to higher education, free higher education. Not every year you increase the fee and make it impossible for poor people, even as they want to go to universities, and many do. You close the door on them. And as far as the minorities are concerned, and I know pretty much about them because I work with them, their income is less than any for the Caucasian people. Even here in San Francisco, they move with their income. Secondly, they're last to be hired and first to be fired. And how long do you think that people can take it? That's not only the black or the Chinese or the Japanese. It's the same thing that's done to our Native Americans. You can't separate the youth from the elderly. Unfortunately, our elderly do. We want the police to go out and shoot our youth because they are making mistakes. Or fill the jails with our youth. Instead of going out and demanding full jobs and full tuition, I can understand that they will build a better life for the elderly and the younger people.
I think the thing of the crime element that you mentioned, elderly citizens are easily identified, and I'd like to ask Christine about this. One of those magazines also applies to growing in, for those who do not accept the natural development of grace and maturity, is the condition of the skin. Now, are there any ways to start the aging process or speed it up by the way you treat your skin?
Yes, it is answered, but I think that it should be completed. In the sense that, yes, there are things you can do for the skin, obviously, to make it look better and to keep it younger for a longer time. Actually, with very little care, just understanding how the skin works, exactly like you have to understand how your stomach works and how your heart works, so you don't do things that are adverse for their working condition. If you know how the skin works and to provide the best working conditions, you can have a skin that is biologically 8 to 10 years younger than your actual age. Which is true if you eat your fiber, if you eat right, or everything else. So you can always be perhaps 10 years behind your actual age in this sense in feelings. That is proper skincare, and this is of course part of the education that people should start to get, you know, because prevention is much easier than correction. And then if we start with the younger people to tell them the adverse conditions of extreme skin temperature and pollution and the way of life toll on skin beauty, then of course they will have better skin for all their lives. But I wanted to say that it is another aspect of this keeping the skin beautiful. It's not the only vanity. I think that part of somebody's behavior, to feel good and to express yourself as feeling good, you have to look well. It's the image you get back from the mirror that it's very rewarding and gives you a nice feeling when you look well, and it doesn't give you that nice feeling when you don't look well. So your entire behavior in life, your family life, your social life, is much, much better if you can look better.
I wondered about what it is when you think about skin care, the question that I asked you about stalling the aging process. We live in such a weak area in society, and unfortunately this told us about the evils of too much stress on us. Many people have said that
it's vanity or that kind of thing. It's not
vanity. I am in this field 35 years now. And for the majority part of this period, I was with women only. In the last 5 years, let's say, we had men starting to get skin care and to understand that they have skin too, and it's important for them to take care of, for women, it is. So we do have, I worked with women all my life, and I know their feelings very well. Later I find that men have the same feelings as women do. It's an incredible difference in approach and attitude in life, in family relationship, in office or work relationship between a person that doesn't look well, is not great and is not very attractive, and a person that it is, and age doesn't have anything to do with that. You can be, I am not young anymore, unfortunately, but that doesn't mean that I am. Yeah, but it doesn't. If somebody asked me yesterday my age, I said, I'm not going to do it, but certainly I passed half century, which I didn't like to say. But the idea is that you don't, okay, you look your age. I don't with my age, but some other people might. Mm-hmm. If they didn't start taking care of you now, mm-hmm. you obviously don't, you look your age. Mm-hmm. But there are things you can do, and it's not vanity, it's pure egoistic and interest that you should put into it. You have to look better because it's the only way you can be happier at work, happier at, with the family, and the nicest person to live with.
We're going to get into a cost factor with you very soon. Your son. Now, you're talking about all going to change the lifestyle of one to a better. But I know that the most of you think that that's what I'm going to see. The cost of far more to purchase many of those products than the St. John has just told us about the limited income that many elderly people are on. So how can we follow this when we don't have any money that you're saying that I'm going to change maybe the tradition?
Yeah, actually one of the reasons why it costs more is because the jumpsuits that they sell in the supermarkets, the high prices, all the life is free. So there's nothing to go bad, and therefore they can make much larger quantities and they'll stay on the shelf indefinitely. With the standard in natural foods, the life force is there. And the food has to be thrown within a short time, or else it will go bad and restore the nutrients that's going to lose money. And that's the main reason why natural foods are higher. The other reason is because they're not in such a great demand. If more and more people become accustomed to eating natural foods, then the demand is higher, if everything as we know, it has to do with how much you produce. And the more you produce and the more people buy, the less it will be in price. And that's one of the main reasons. If all you senior citizens and all you younger citizens and everyone else get into the natural food habit, you notice, as it's already started to happen, a lot of food chains, including Safeway and all the other big markets, they carry some natural foods, and some of them even have special departments where shelves offer natural foods. And so that's the start.
What were you trying to find out?
And of course, when people are buying more natural foods, and even though a lot of higher perishable, if they can be turned over very quickly, the price of natural food will come down.
I agree with myself. Organic food is very good. But when it comes to the elderly and the poor, it's out of line. The fixed income of the elderly and the disabled is too small. 76 some months. And I said it, of course, the average is gospel. 50s is cheaper, or whatever else is there. It's cheaper than going out and buying vegetables. That's not right, the living cost. You have to have an income to meet the living cost. Okay. And I agree also with myself that it would be very nice to buy all these things. That people would have jobs to be able to afford them, because we wouldn't have any inflation there. And we would be able to have a lower cost of living. Speaking of the Tenderloin, because that's where I work, the people are really poor and live below poverty level.
I've never heard
of organic food.
I live in Japan for a minute and come back to this so far a little way.
Welcome back to our Tuesday night discussion on elderly citizens and the aging process in skincare and the life we see, and also the political life, because I am understanding that many elderly citizens who were previously all political types, but also like Francis Brown and other people who've worked with the California Legislative Council for older Americans, and people are now becoming politicized. This is very important. We also have Christine Varney, who opened the first clinic in this country for free skincare specialists. I'm also a author of the book, The Organic Brand Made. Now, we spoke about elderly citizens who live in the Tenderloin, and many of them are not familiar with organic food, to know the money to buy, buy the food they are out there. What happens to those citizens, sir? There is some nutrition served to them. The new meal is served. It's called Title 7. We don't even live under titles nowadays. It was the older American Act of 1965, and everything is a title. The training is a title, the education is a title, they became surrounded by title. And the Title 7 of the older American Act is served to senior citizens throughout the United States, a meal a week. And if you have the 50 cents you pay, and if you haven't, well, you also eat. At least you should eat. And that's about the only decent meal they have. What happens in the morning, no one can tell whether they eat breakfast or not. I hardly think so. Because once they get an increase, in Social Security, or as it dies, supplemental security income, which is subsidies, federal food together. The rent immediately goes up. Even if they live in here, under the Housing Authority, federal housing, the rent goes up because they pay 25% of their income for rent. Also, they have to pay not directly to PG&E in San Francisco, but the utilities they're paying to the Housing Authority. So it takes quite a bit away from them. They have to have a telephone because they're not too sure of themselves, and they're not sure when they'll become ill. So that costs them money. They have left a very small amount of money to buy food. And this is the problem of the elderly. They cannot afford vegetables. They stop in the local food store because they can't travel further than where they live. And of course, the local food stores are much higher. And as far as food is concerned, many of them are starving. I could tell you of an incident that happened right next door to the Glide, one of the hotels.
A man has listened for days, and his manager came to us and told us about us. We tried to help him, and then get him some help through Social Security and Supplemental Security Income. He was too proud to go himself. So I offered to help him out and everything. And I went out to watch some food for him, and he wouldn't let me in. I left the food outside of his door and told the manager about it. He never took his finger. He died that night. He committed suicide. And you know something? The vast majority of suicides are among our elderly. And I think it's time for a change. A big change. It's time that the elderly organizes more than in the Legislative Council. In every elderly organization. And not beg or ask for things. Demand them. It's your right. You have helped build this country. And it's your right for everything you get and then some. Tell them what you want. You want good health. You want preventive medicine. Comprehensive medicine. Tell us to pass the Tanner Reformant Bill. Get us the Carter to do something to you. He makes certain promises. He promised you health security. Now he's preventing you trying to get out of it. Demand it of him. Let him know you're alive. Get better housing. Get a better income. Yes, long-term care when you're in your own apartment, not in a stinking old nursing home. And transportation. Get it. And you'll only get it by organizing. Demand changes. It's about time. You built this country, not the 400 multimillionaires, not the peanut thrower, or even Rockefeller, or Gerald Ford. You built it. It's yours. Demand that it be yours.
I see why you were able to let me go to the senior power, because at that time, I would say, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, they lost the office of mayor out of order. Here's a little guy that could be done. I see how they did it. Speaking of you, Mr. Cameron, are you going to prove that they cannot buy all of this?
No, I wanted to ask a question. Of course, like everybody else, I know and I hear a lot about the miracle of naturally grown food. And for the part of my life, because I come from Romania, this was possible. So I know that they taste differently, and certainly they are better. But it's a money problem, obviously, because they are more expensive. It's the fact that they are not available all over, which is another impediment. And also, if you are very busy, as I am, and I'm sure many other people are, it doesn't hold the time to go about and buy stupid things and cook them, and it becomes complicated. But what I wanted to ask is, isn't this such a thing as an intermediary stage, let's say, between the milk we need today and the perfection we shall ask tomorrow, something in between that we can manage to eat better? That's my question.
It's all going wrong with the answer, because I'm busy too. I'm just going to have
to find it. I don't think I'm going into a health food store and buying things. And to tell you the truth, I think you should do something. If you are involved in this field, if you are in a center, and my field, which I built by myself with my two hands and with iron willpower, I have tried to build an image and to make a clientele and to really make something out of it. From your field, I think you accept the nutritional part and the health part. You lack a lot of glamour. You make this healthy food look a little peaceful. I have gone to a health food store. And I have eaten, I asked for a drink, I don't know what it was. No, yeah, I asked for a coffee. And the guy said, don't you want to eat germ cake or something? I didn't really want, but I told them in a healthy food, what about becoming really good for that? It tasted awful. Now, why does it have to taste that? It's a PR, it's not a good idea, it's a good. Certainly we need help, but I think it needs some kind of glamour in it. You know, the French cuisine, which is renowned in the world, they do this perfect, which are very good. But they are very fattening. They are all made with heavy cream, as I suppose you know. And they started this year a campaign, I don't know if you've heard of about it. The big chefs in Paris are starting now a campaign to change the dressings and the sauces in the French cuisine to a healthier diet, but not to change the taste, I mean to have good taste, to make them less cholesterol and cleaner inside. But
you don't have to you don't have to buy it from anywhere. You don't have to buy these things in an organic store. You buy fresh vegetables and you can do the same thing. That's what I'm doing. See, I don't eat meat much.
Answer to your question, most people's taste buds have been perverted by eating excessive salt, spice.
What's happening in San Francisco? The Budweiser wagon and Clyde sales will be at...
What?
The first thing that we have this before is that many people think that sex is over for elderly citizens. You don't think so?
No. talking about sex, of course now it's a big thing. In our time we just took it naturally and we take it that the same way now. I haven't been in any restaurants recently, but I do know that people live a normal life, the elderly as well as the young. It's just ridiculous to make a big thing about sex. It's a natural process. It's demanded everybody's body, and if you want it, you have it, and if you don't, you don't. I think it's the same thing with the elderly. I have no statistics on it or anything, but I know the elderly people, and I know the young also, and they're human.
Well, I don't think the problem was if they want or not, the problem was if they can or not. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think if you're so much in so little, you spend your passwords, the ones who pass it out into the new fat feeding to the young. And but you think that if in direct relationship with your previous sexual life, for instance, if you were very active, you would be active all your life. But if you weren't active, you would be a mess later. So this actually to the youngsters who start practicing.
I hope all the young people are listening to this tonight, you know, to be sure.
Yeah, but do you know that it really makes you feel better and it makes you, it gives you a better skin? And it's not the old idea that people used to have, if you have an acne, get married, then you will get rid of it. That's not true.
That's what we used to do on young people.
Yeah. Well, that was, I have some funny stories about that. I can tell you because I did meet some people who tried this exactly as an acne, and it never worked. But it's also true that an active hormonal life, and of course every internal gland, every endocrine gland in the body, by activity, will trigger the activity of the entire metabolism of the body, because the hormones are biocatalysts. They are contributing to the metabolism of the entire body system. So if you have an active sexual life, that will mean that you will have the extra sexual hormones which will trigger the activity of endocrine if your metabolism is better. So it's not really a question that it's only fun, it happens, that it's very healthy, and it does have a definite impact on the skin tone, color, and beauty. Anyway.
Well, it's not to say that phases of senility period. Anyone who is very active in all areas of their lives can avoid senility.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you notice many of these citizens really feel almost at 60.
I would say among the elderly that I come in contact, I haven't seen much senility. I would say I've seen things working with elderly 6.5 years, a couple of thousand. I think that most of these people, they may be in the 80s, they're still going strong. Of course, there are some people who are mentally disturbed, they have hard lives, they're taken care of. Not such good care, but they are taken care of. I have these things that those people are concerned with sex. It's the healthy senior citizen that lives the same life as the healthy young people. No difference. It's the only thing they don't have enough to eat.
Mrs. Brown, I know that what the elderly need more is the things you talk about, but I am in skincare. And it gives me an idea talking to you and seeing you. You have one of the